For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. Hello, friends. Thanks for listening today to the podcast of Ripley Baptist Temple. I pray that the message today will be a help and a blessing to you and to your family. Now join us as we listen to the Word of God from the pulpit of Ripley Baptist Temple. Take your Bibles. We're going to turn to two texts today. We're going to begin in Galatians chapter 4, and then we're going to move to Matthew chapters 1 and 2 one more time. Galatians chapter 4 and Matthew chapter 1 and 2. So if you have some way to put your finger in the Bible or divide it, keep a place there, a bookmark. And I'm not going to try to recognize all of our guests today because we have several. And we're glad to have, of course, Missionary John Barr here. He and Diane, of course, Ashley Taylor. Glad to have Ashley here. About 80% headed toward South Africa soon. And be leaving in April. Already have the tickets. Amen. So by faith, she's taken this last 20%, headed to South Africa. And we'll have a place to go on vacation, honey. Amen. Amen. We're going to head to South Africa. I miss your laugh. I'm going to record your laugh so that I can just put it in different parts of the pews. And because people that come here regularly don't appreciate any of my humor. They never laugh. But it's good to have you here, and Merry Christmas to you. And Merry Christmas to the Ostrowskis with a new baby girl. And is this her right here? Got her right here? I saw you in the choir, and I thought, well, she's probably here then, you know. And but Ella Elizabeth, is that right, Dustin? God bless you all. And what a wonderful Christmas gift, and her first day in church. And so I hope that you'll go by and congratulate them on their baby girl. Three's a charm on the third try. You got a girl. And how are the boys handling all this? Pretty well? Yeah. Amen. I wouldn't want to be the fellow that comes calling in about 18 years, you know, with dad, grandpa, then those two big brothers, you know. But anyway, God bless you all. And then Samantha Simpkins gave birth to a little girl. She's still in the hospital. May have come home yesterday. Did she come home yesterday? Coming home today. Dior Ali, a little baby girl. So congratulations to these parents and little ones, loved ones, family that is growing. Galatians chapter 4 today. I want to begin reading in verse 4. The scripture says this, Paul's writing to the Galatian church there. And he says in chapter 4, verse 4, but when the fullness of the time was come. Underline that in your Bible if you mark your Bible. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son. Amen. Made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law. Who's that? All of us. That we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. We've been adopted that know the Lord. And the Bible says in verse 7, wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. We've heard much about God's greatest gift this past month. We've been talking a lot about it. And by the way, if you come back in January, we're still talking about it. Amen. Amen. Hey, we preach the resurrection in the middle of July. Say amen right there. And we preach the virgin birth year round. It's a wonderful message and a great truth. But notice in verse 4 it says, but when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son. Much happened on that day in Bethlehem. We don't know that it was December 25th. We don't know the exact date of His birth. But the main thing is that He was born, that He did come. We don't know the exact date, but we know this, it was the fulfillment of God's timing. Jesus came the fulfillment of God's timing. Jesus came. Jesus came. Janet sings a song, He Came. It's a great song. And it's a scriptural song. And so Jesus came, and in the fullness of time, He came. I kind of feel that way now, don't you? In the fullness of time, even so come, Lord Jesus. What a mess this world's in. I want you to know the only one that can straighten out this mess is Jesus. And He will one day. He will. And He's coming again. And so we look back with clarity from the scriptures over 2,000 years ago when the fullness of time was come. God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, the Virgin Mary. And in Bethlehem's manger, He came. God's word was fulfilled. Brother Mike Williams mentioned to me not long ago. He said, Pastor, you ought to preach on all the fulfillments, all of the prophecies that were fulfilled when Jesus came. And I thought about that. And I was just doing some study here recently. And I want to bring five to you. Now, we'd be here all day if I gave all of them to you. But I want to share in Matthew chapter 1, Matthew chapter 2, five important events that were fulfilled when Jesus came. It was almost as if the angel of heaven, it was almost like as God had these men write the Gospels, as Matthew wrote this, it was almost as if when Matthew wrote this, he put his stamp, fulfilled. I mean, it was almost like when Paul wrote that, God was putting his stamp, fulfilled, 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 fulfilled. The Bible says a lot about His coming. We read in Galatians chapter 4, Romans chapter 5, verse 6, it says, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. In due time. What was the due time? In the time that God fulfilled. In the time of God's timing, Jesus came. In due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Galatians 4, it says, in the fullness of time, God sent forth His Son to redeem them, to save us, to buy us back. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 10, the Bible says, in the dispensation of time, Jesus came. But I want us to look at this Christmas story one more time. In Matthew chapter 1, notice in verse 22, the scripture reads very clearly. It says, let's go ahead and read verse 18 one more time on this Christmas Eve. In Matthew chapter 1, verse 18, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as His mother Mary was espoused or betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, he was a godly man. He was a guided man. By the way, when it was all said and done, he was a glad man. Amen. And the Bible says she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. It says, not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream in Matthew chapter 1, verse 20, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife. For that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, is of the Holy Spirit. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now look at this. Look in verse 22. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled. Fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. The first fulfillment, I think we see five important events in Matthew chapter 1 and Matthew chapter 2. The first was fulfilled when Isaiah said, in 700 years before Jesus would come, Isaiah said, his name shall be called Emmanuel. And in Matthew chapter 1, we read here that his name shall be called Emmanuel. God with us. That baby that came in Bethlehem's manger was no normal baby. He was God's son. And Mary was impregnated through the Spirit of God, by the power of God, and by the plan of God, and the prophecy of God, that one day a Savior, first of all, may I say this, a Savior that was revealed. We see in these five important events that were prophesied, we see fulfilled. Number one, a Savior was revealed. My, what a plan God had. That a Savior would be revealed, Isaiah 7 and verse 14, to redeem us from our sin, to save us from our sin, to seal us and to get us ready for heaven. We needed a Savior to come that we might be born again. Why is that? Because all of sin comes short of the glory of God. Why is that? The Bible says, as it is written, there's none righteous, no, not one. None of us can get to heaven on our own. We're all sinners. The Bible says, by one man's sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. And Jesus, that second Adam, came and he died on the cross in our place. And his birth was different. It was a virgin birth. His life was different. It was a perfect life. His death was different in the fact that he took the sins of mankind, past, present, and future, and died for the sins of mankind. And he that knew no sin became sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him, all because of Calvary, all because of the cross. Listen, that first prophecy that was stamped by God saying it was fulfilled, a Savior was revealed. God didn't have to do that. He didn't have to do that, but he revealed his plan to mankind. In that little manger there in Bethlehem, whether it was a stable, whether it was a cave, whether it was a hole in the ground, whatever it was a very humble beginning for the Son of God. Thank God, because of Calvary, because of love, because of God's plan fulfilled, a Savior was revealed. Just as the prophet Isaiah said would happen. In Isaiah 7, verse 14, the choir sang about it. Isaiah 9, 6, his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And the only way we can have peace in this time of peace, goodwill toward men, is to know the Prince of Peace is our Savior. Secondly, fulfilled, a shepherd that would rule. Not only a Savior that was revealed, but secondly, we see the second fulfillment here. There would be a shepherd that would rule. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 2 and verse 1, now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, very wicked man, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. We don't know that it was three. It might have been 33. It might have been 303. We don't know. But say, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? By the way, wise men still seek him. They were wise in their devotion. They were wise in their dedication. They were wise in their deity, and they found him, the Son of God. Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. Notice it was not about Mary. It was not about the Magi. It was about him. It was about Jesus. And when Herod the king had heard these things, Matthew 2, 3, he was troubled. He was a politician, wasn't he? All Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said to him, in Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it is written, by the prophet. Fulfillment number two, where he would be born and what his role would be, a shepherd that would rule. Notice, fulfilled, verse 6, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of Bethlehem shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Fulfillment number two, a shepherd that would rule. I think of what David wrote 800 years before Christ would come. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. And he says, he leads me through the valley of death. Though I walk through the valley of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. He said this, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And so we see fulfillment number two, a shepherd that would come to rule. Not only was he the shepherd, but he would become the Lamb of God that would take away the sin of the world. And he said, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me, and I know them, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my Father's hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I think of that shepherd born in Bethlehem. For centuries, Passover lambs were raised in the shepherd's fields of Bethlehem. I've been there and seen it. It's beautiful. And there was a special breed of lamb that would be sent, that was raised to be sent to Jerusalem to be slain and slaughtered for the people's sins. And the truth is today, that wonderful manger in Bethlehem held a lamb, the Lamb of God. And one day John the Baptist would point him out, and he would say, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." He was the voice of one crying in the wilderness. And he pointed the Lamb of God out to the people of God. In John chapter 1, it says he came unto his own, the Jewish, the Hebrew people. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But to them that came unto him, he said, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, especially them that believe on his name. He was the Lamb of God, but also he was the shepherd of God. Isn't that amazing? We see the place of his birth, Bethlehem, the house of bread. Jesus said, if you eat of me, you'll never hunger. If you drink of me, you'll never thirst. As those lambs were sent to Jerusalem to be slaughtered on the Day of Atonement, we're reminded of the Lamb of God that came. And as Brother Cooper said, it wasn't just a crib that he came to. He left the crib. He left the cradle. And he ended up going to the cross that one day we might have a crown in heaven, but we'll crown him Lord of all one day. He's coming again. Fulfillment number two, a great event. The shepherd that would rule. He came in Bethlehem's manger. And that was fulfilled. We read about it here in Matthew chapter 2 and verse 6. Fulfilled. Number three, a son that was rescued. This is fulfillment we don't often think about. But if you look at Matthew chapter 2 and verse 11, it says, and when they were coming to the house, the wise men came and they found him a couple of years later. That took them to come all the way from Babylon. And they come here now, and it says they were come into the house in verse 11. They saw the young child with Mary, his mother. And it says they fell down and worshiped him. They didn't worship Mary, but they worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Would to God some people of God in 2023 would open some treasures. My, we have many treasures in him. And he's the greatest treasure of all. But look in verse 12, and being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their country another way. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord, look in verse 13, appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt, and be thou there, it says, until I bring thee word. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. And when he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night, departed into Egypt, which was a very difficult trip in itself, and was there until the death of Herod, verse 15, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, out of Egypt have I called my son. We often don't think about that. We often read over that. But there was a son that was rescued, fulfilled, the Bible says in verse 15, fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord. The Bible says in Hosea chapter 11 and verse 1, that the Son of God would be rescued and he'd be sent into Egypt. Don't you think that the devil didn't want to kill him before his time? Don't you think the Lord intervened in that the Son of God was rescued? I think of Joseph, Jesus' adopted father. What a man of God he was. How he must have walked with God. Can you imagine getting the news that your betrothed wife-to-be is pregnant? And yet in your heart of hearts, you knew that you'd lived a pure and holy, and you'd had a pure and holy relationship with her. Can you imagine how he must have felt? But he waited on God and thought on these things. I think of how here, after finally they got settled in and had him a little place over there, and the angel of the Lord came and the Magi came and said, listen, you better get out of here. Herod's going to seek the young child to destroy him. Now they have to pack everything up and head into Egypt. We see not only a shepherd that would rule and a Savior that was revealed, but we see a son that was rescued by God. By the way, let me just take a turn here. That's why God's placed us here as parents and grandparents. Listen, Herod's still seeking the young child to destroy him. God puts us in their lives as a barrier between the world and the flesh and the devil, and we stand before them, and we're trying to rescue them and trying to guide them and wait on God and be guided step by step and pondering the things of God as Mary did, that we might keep Herod from destroying a generation of children. A son that was rescued, fulfilled. Number four, notice this, a sadness that was reported, fulfilled. Look in Matthew chapter 2 and verse 16. Can you imagine Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth and sent forth, slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and all the coast thereof. Think of that. From 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men, then was, here it is, fulfilled. Verse 17, that which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, in Ramah there was a voice heard, lamentation and weeping and great mourning. Thousands of little two-year-old boys were murdered by King Herod and would not be comforted, it says, because they are not. A son that was rescued and a sadness that would be reported. In Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 5, Jeremiah said that one day there would be weeping and wailing in Ramah of Galilee. God, though he rescued that one chosen son, all of these little boys were killed by Herod. Think of the broken hearts of Jewish mothers. Finally, number five, there was a city that was remembered, fulfilled. Look in Matthew chapter 2 and verse 20, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother and go into the land of Israel. Herod finally died. And the Bible says, for they are dead that sought the young child's life. And he arose in Matthew 2:21 and took the young child and his mother and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus did reign in Judea in the room of his father Herod, he was afraid to go thither. Notwithstanding being warned of God in a dream, he turned aside into the parts of Galilee. And he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth. Nazareth gets its name from Netzer, the Hebrew word Netzer, which means a branch would sprout out of that place. Amen. A branch would sprout out of that place that it might be fulfilled. Finally, verse 23, a city that was remembered, Nazareth. The Bible says, which was spoken by the prophets, he shall be called not a Nazarite, but a Nazarene. He was from Nazareth. There was a city that was remembered. And I think as we think of Nazareth, we, of course, today we're thinking of Bethlehem. We're thinking how still we see thee lie. We're thinking of all of that. But I want you to think about this. There was a city that we remember today called Nazareth. In and from that city came a carpenter named Joseph. A carpenter named Joseph. One of my favorite pictures is a picture of Joseph in his carpenter shop, and he's working on something there in the carpenter shop, and there's a shadow there. His son Jesus is playing in the floor there, as little boys would do in those days, and the shadow of Jesus on the floor of the carpenter shop was the shadow of a cross. From Nazareth, we see a city that was remembered for a carpenter named Joseph. From Nazareth, we see today a creator that was remembered, named Jesus. All the Jewish men would teach their sons a vocation, and as he taught him how to build, and he taught him how to use his hands, and he taught him how to be a carpenter. Colossians 1 and verse 16 through 18, the Bible says that that was in Jesus Christ, was fulfilled in Christ. He was the preeminent one, that in him should have all the preeminence. It says that all the things that were in this world that were made by him and for him. And by him all things consist. And the one who learned a trade in Nazareth's premier carpenter shop, Joseph's place, the Creator came. From Nazareth, we see a carpenter named Joseph. We see a creator named Jesus. But sadly, from Nazareth, we see a coldness from that town. What was it they said when Jesus began to grow up? Is not this the carpenter's son? There was a coldness toward him, not only by people that lived in Nazareth, but by his own brethren. Is not this the carpenter's son? And from that, we see a contempt. We see a contempt. Jesus would say this, a prophet is not without honor save in his own country. But I like this about Nazareth. From Nazareth came a Capernaum. From Nazareth came a Capernaum. Because Nazareth's rejection, not only was he contemptible, not only did they doubt who he was, not only did they reject him as their Savior, they took him out on the cliff and were getting ready to throw him off, and God directed him away from them. But from that, he left Nazareth and went to Capernaum. You think about what happened through Capernaum. If you go to Capernaum today, you'll see a sign that says the hometown of Jesus. Amen. I mean, it was around Capernaum on the Sea of Galilee that he would walk on the water. It was around Capernaum that he would heal Simon Peter's mother-in-law. It was around Capernaum that he walked into the synagogue of Capernaum and healed one that was full of demons and cast those demons out. It was around Capernaum that he would walk on the water and heal those that could not hear and cause the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak and the blind to see. God gave a Capernaum a new beginning, a new beginning. I want to end the service by saying this today. You might feel rejected. You might feel left out. You might feel all of that. But I want you to know there's a Capernaum that Christ can give. And that was fulfilled in Jesus Christ. You can leave your Nazareth and go to a Capernaum. You can have a welcome. They welcomed him in Capernaum. He had a new beginning there. His ministry blossomed there. There were miracles that happened around Capernaum that did not happen because the Bible says he could not do many wonderful works in Nazareth because of their unbelief. But he came to Capernaum. From Nazareth came a Capernaum. You say, preacher, there's been a lot of bad things happen in my life. There have been a lot of self-inflicted wounds, and there's just been a lot of bad breaks in my life. But I want you to know, from all of that can come a Capernaum. You can have a new beginning today. And listen, you can be fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Five wonderful events, important events that were fulfilled in Jesus Christ. He came to Capernaum, and the Bible says he astonished them with his doctrine, and his word was unto them as with power. Verse 23, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets. Everything we needed to go to heaven was fulfilled in Jesus. Baptism, we'll see a baptism in a moment. Baptism, you can't add baptism to what Jesus did. You can't add good works to what Jesus has already done. You can't add church membership to what Jesus has already done. Listen, you can add a million things to it, but I want you to know Christ is enough. The friend of sinners fulfilled all that God said needed to be fulfilled. In him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. In him we can be saved and move and live and have our being and have our name written in the book of life. Fulfilled. It was fulfilled. It was fulfilled one time. Jesus dying on the cross. But it all began in Bethlehem. God had a plan for all of the world. That plan includes you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Has that been fulfilled in your life? That's up to you today. You can be saved today.